Recording now.
Good evening, everyone. This is Elsom Eldridge, Jr. with the National Guild of Hypnotists Teleseminar Series. And this evening, there's a fascinating area that we're going to be having a special course on at the convention called Soul Entrainment. It's going to be a certificate course with Karen Paulina. And what we're going to be doing is exploring just what that's all about. Karen, before we get involved, can you help us understand, first of all, how did you become interested in hypnotism to begin with?
I became interested in hypnotism back, well, it was part of, multidimensional really, was part of my healing journey. I had been working with self-hypnosis, affirmations. I went through thyroid cancer almost 20 years ago. In December, I was 20 years ago, I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer. So I was seeking any alternative healing, ways to bring healing to myself. So that's how it started, but it really took on another level when I got certified. And the reason I got certified as a hypnotist is because I was actually doing the soul work, the soul entrainment beforehand. I was
Right.
So I was actually meditating, you know, daily meditations as part of, again, as my spiritual growth and my healing journey. And one of the questions, this is, soul entrainment was birthed before I became a hypnotist. And then getting certified as a hypnotist took soul entrainment to a whole nother level. So what had happened, how soul entrainment came to be, is that I was very curious about life after death because I had been through cancer, and I was questioning, why am I here? What is my journey about? Why do we come here? You know, I had so many deep questions going through in this awakening that I was having, and one of the questions that I kept asking is, what is the soul and how can I see into the soul? And it became almost a daily question to my guides, spirit, my soul. What is the soul and how can I see into the soul? And I would walk to the park every day and I just asked that question. Even when I would walk by somebody else, I would say, how can I see into their soul? And it was this question I kept asking over and over again, as if I was hearing myself outside of myself asking the question. And one day in meditation, this had been sometime after going through this process of asking, I was in meditation one day and I heard this voice say, do you want to see into the soul? And basically that's when the soul entrainment was birthed, because I was given an image of a star, which was only symbolic to the energy of the soul, and I was asked to bring that energy, that light from the star into my heart, and then let it expand inside of me and let it allow myself to become one with that energy. And I would do that daily, and I just felt amazing. And then what started to happen was I would just ask questions to my soul, and I was getting these beautiful, wise answers. And then what happened was I was bringing other people into my sunroom at the time to do meditation together, and I started to do the meditation with them. And they started to have similar experiences of feeling this incredible lightness, getting answers. And then I went and experimented. I'm like Scooby-Doo on the mystery sometimes. I have to figure things out. And the next step was I started to do it individually with people and just do the process and ask questions to them while they were connected to their soul. And I started to witness healing happen. I started to witness them get answers to their questions. And this was something that was happening out loud now, and I was interacting with them. And as I practiced this with people, somebody finally came in and said, you know, Karen, you're pretty much doing hypnosis. Why don't you get certified as a hypnotist and take this to another level and work under the umbrella of being a hypnotist? So that's what brought me to get certified and allow all these other techniques that I learned during hypnosis to integrate to what I was doing. And it just started to evolve to a whole nother level after that.
And it's sort of in reverse in terms of the other way around, where you found it coming from soul entrainment, you added hypnosis to what you were doing with soul entrainment.
Yeah.
And the concept here is that consulting hypnotists who are already involved in the work of hypnotism can add soul entrainment to the work they're doing, and it becomes a natural integration, it sounds like.
Yes, and I've found it both ways. You know, it really, when, you know, I teach it to fellow hypnotists, they make a connection and they bring another piece or another modality to connect with people that are on both a healing journey, a spiritual journey, looking for answers. And then it also works the other way, where people can come in that are holistic practitioners. They may be massage therapists, Reiki practitioners. They may be already very much interested in the holistic and spiritual modalities. And then they're able to do this too, and sometimes those people take it to the next level and add the hypnotism into that too. So, you know, I've found that both, tonight the two people that you are going to talk to that have been through the course, one was a hypnotist and came in and learned the soul entrainment, and the other one had been doing a lot of holistic training, healing, and she did it first. So it's, you know, it's really open to the potential of both.
Beautiful. So when let's go into your practice for a minute. When a client calls and for the first time and is seeking, well, help, guidance, and possibly, maybe even probably doesn't know what kind of session they need, how do you support them and decide if a soul session is the direction in which to go?
Well, I'll give you a perfect example of a client who was in a quandary of what she wanted to do with me, and she couldn't, you know, I do the angel readings, I do life coaching, I do hypnosis, and I do the soul entrainment. And she came in, we had talked on the phone, she had briefly shared some different things she wanted to work on. And I said, you know what, I'm going to leave time, come in, we'll sit and talk. And basically when she started to talk about wanting to work on multiple issues, but also receiving direction from her soul. She talked about having fear and worry. She talked about, it was interesting, she talked about being, I love when people give you great visuals, but she talked about being in the center of a roundabout and couldn't get to go out to to intersect out of it. And she just felt like she was kind of stuck in the middle. And then she also talked about wanting to meet her spiritual guides as well. And what else did she request? So it was clarity, direction. She talked about wanting to have clarity and healing around relationship issues too. So there were multiple things that were coming in, and I really know after doing this for 18 years now that the soul entrainment can access the and give the client the potential of accessing so many of those multiple things in one session that I know a soul session. So when anybody says, I'm stuck, I need direction, if they're spiritually looking for enhancement or a journey of enlightenment, that, again, if they're curious, what is the soul, where is my soul leading me, what is my life purpose? So what if I could just convince everyone to come in and have soul entrainment, that would be, you know, just heaven on earth to me. It really would, because I know the potential and I know how much they can get done in an hour and a half session, and that they can do it all on the soul level where it's even 10 times more powerful.
So as a client, when a client comes in, and you've explained a little bit about from your perspective, from the angel reading and the soul work, can you describe from a client's perspective what a client experiences during a session?
Okay. So, you know, when they come in, and for example, when she came in yesterday, we spend usually around the first half hour. Yesterday was a little bit longer, but usually the first half hour, we talk about the different, what's going on in your life, where do you feel that healing can come in, resolution. You know, the soul knows everything about you, past, present, and future, and the soul will always work for your highest and greatest good. So we'll talk about the different, and then many times there'll be questions that I'll be asking with the client back. For example, okay, what does that feel like? This particular client yesterday, she really wanted to meet one of her spiritual guides. And what's interesting is, you know, I can many times when I open up during an angel reading, I can see some of their guides, but when somebody goes into hypnosis and connects on the soul level and really meets their guide themselves, they feel, they see, they experience, they communicate, it's a whole different experience. It's a whole different imprint into the psyche, into the embodiment of that connection. So for me, and the other part, and, you know, I've shared this with you, Elsom, before, some people might want to connect with their loved ones who have passed. And, you know, I do mediumship as well, and you can give validation and evidence of somebody's loved ones being around, which can bring so much healing. But when they connect on the soul level with their loved ones, they speak with them, they feel them, they ask questions that they've wanted to ask, they do healing on the soul level. It's an embodiment of the process, and it's a whole different experience that they walk away with versus somebody else telling them. So they actually become the medium themselves, and they get to feel, hear, sense, and connect. So it's, you know, there's, when they come in for a session, they bring to what they want to connect to their soul to receive answers, healing, resolution, to break patterns, to heal the root cause of issues, relationships, patterns, that fears, phobias. And, you know, I pretty much, my whole hypnosis practice has been under the umbrella of soul entrainment, because I've experienced that you can really work on anything and everything through a soul entrainment. So after we do and we ask, what do you want to work on? what do you want to, the next question I ask, is there any other questions you have for your soul? So as I said, the soul knows everything about you, past, present, and future. The soul knows you better than you know yourself, because the soul's one with all that is, but it knows everything about you. So if, you know, you're, if you want to ask questions to your soul, like a big question is, you know, why am I here? What's my life purpose? What's the next direction in my career? How can I heal this relationship? So we'll work on bringing together questions that we can reflect to the soul during the session. And then after, you know, we go through, I usually ask them, what do you believe about the soul? And get a perspective of what they believe about the soul. And I share them with them what I've experienced over the 18 years of doing this in group sessions and in private sessions, and also taken 18 years of my own personal spiritual journey of becoming one with my soul, what is possible during a soul entrainment, that the soul knows everything about you, past, present, and future. The soul, if you're ready to heal something back to the root cause, and your soul knows, because the soul is like always like a loving parent. The soul will always protect the client. And if they're ready to heal something and ready to get to the root, it will come up. If the soul is protecting them because maybe they're not ready, maybe it's too emotional, maybe it will send them into a spiritual crisis. And the soul knows they're not ready, it will protect them and it will take them in another route, or will heal a layer of it and not necessarily get to the root. So the soul knows how to guide. And the soul, which is, this has been probably the most amazing thing for me to witness, and I have complete trust in the soul too, because I've had so much experience and now I have the trust to go with it, is that the soul knows exactly how to communicate with the client. So it may be in thoughts, words, feelings, memories, impressions, but because the soul knows the client so well and knows how to connect and communicate, you know, for example, I had an engineer come in once, and so the soul communicated or showed the client how to access information in somewhat of how you would talk to an engineer. And, you know, what was great was there's certain questions I ask the soul. I don't have to be an engineer to understand what's going on. I just have to ask the soul, you know, and how I do that is I ask the client, ask your soul what it's trying to show you. So even the soul's communicating to the person as an engineer, if I simply ask the client in hypnosis, ask your soul what it's trying to show you through that, the answer will come. So the soul knows how to communicate. Yesterday I had an artist, so a lot was very visual with her. And so I don't have to worry how the soul is going to communicate. I know the soul can communicate. I just have to ask the right questions, and that's what I teach in the training too, is how to ask questions to get the answers revealed. And then after we develop the questions to ask the soul, it's time to go in to hypnosis. And I explain what hypnosis is, and I explain to them the process, which is a very deep relaxation where I guide them through a physical and mental relaxation. It's all guided. And then I go to helping them connect with their soul. And as I said, it's always been an image of a star, which is just symbolic to the energy of the soul. And the star is brought into the heart and expands the energy and the light, expands into the body until it becomes one with them. And once they're one with their soul, I become one with the soul at the same time. Every practitioner sets that intention that they're going to become one with their soul and work on the soul level with them, and therefore the soul will work with you. And that's, you know, one of the greatest gifts and miracles of working with soul entrainment. And I feel every session, like yesterday, my client left, and she couldn't have thanked me enough. And I wanted to thank her as much as she was thanking me, because every session is an honor. It's an experience. I get to witness miracles. I get to learn how the soul can enlighten someone, heal someone, help them receive the answers, and also make help them make a connection. Like yesterday was the most beautiful thing, that the soul was saying to her, who you are is that pearl inside yourself. And again, that's the language of her soul communicating that pearl is who she was inside of her. And so for me to hear and witness this, it's like I just get that that's how her soul's helping her to realize how beautiful, magnificent, and powerful she is. And so, you know, after they're connected to their soul, that's when the journey begins. We start working with the information that they want, the issues they want to resolve or heal or understand. We work with the questions they've been asking, but also you work with how the soul is guiding them. So, you know, you might have all these intentions, but what if the soul knows that there's something in their highest and best to connect to? And that will be revealed through the questions that are asked. And then the journey just goes. It's probably, there's a half hour client interview intake. And then the journey's about 45 minutes. And then, and again, sometimes it's a little bit longer. And then there's an integration after. And when the client emerges back, you know, we always ask at the end, is there anything else your soul wants you to know or connect with to complete the session? So we make sure there's a completion. And then we usually close with the soul giving a gift and a message. And then they emerge back, and then we get to share, and the client gets to share and integrate. And I always have them pick soul cards after, and then I just get to watch them float out, or, you know, just have this experience of lightness or healing, or just, it's beautiful. That's all I can say. It's such an honor each and every time.
Right, I can hear that. Let me ask you, I guess, two questions built into one.
You always ask the best questions.
Well, the question here is, what is the belief, what is the needed belief system on the part of the client? That's part one. And what is the belief system required on the part of the consulting hypnotist? Part two.
Okay. Two great questions. I love, you always get me going because I love these questions. So, first of all, I truly believe that the soul has a calling to the client to come in the first place. I don't feel like anybody's there by mistake. I feel on some level their soul is working with them to bring them to that type of session. I feel through my experience that when people visit my website or attend my talks, seminars, teleclasses, that I feel people are drawn because they read the information about a soul session. Some people have been on a spiritual journey. Some people have not, but they are open and curious. So, you know, there are some people that come and are very much have been on the spiritual path for a long, long time. And then there are other newbies that they have a curiosity about the soul, or they read something on the website that says, it might be one line that says, you know, you hold the answers within you. And they want to find out how. And so I do believe there's a calling on some level. And when I ask the question, what do you believe about your soul, everybody has their own unique answer. Some people might have a very elaborate, deep connection with the soul, and they share that. And some people say, I just, it might be what they've learned in religion. You know, I just believe it's everlasting. It's part of God. It's part, it continues after. So usually I have an idea about what they believe about the soul. And then I feel the hypnotist and who's drawn to this work, again, I do feel the soul calls, the soul of the hypnotist calls them to this work, and some of them may have experienced a session with me or experienced a group session with me, and they're very intrigued about it. They get an illumination during it. They feel a connection to their soul. Some of them, some people that are drawn to this work, they really are, they want to grow spiritually or intuitively, or they also feel like they have an understanding of the soul and that they want to work on that level with clients and they want to explore that level. But honestly, Elsam, from what I've witnessed in all my trainings, people have an impression when they come in, but after they go through the weekend training or the two-day training, they have a completely different experience because they've personally experienced sessions, which I do believe you need to experience your own session to know the power, but they also facilitate and they witness, they feel, you know, they experience the power of the work and they know it's an honor to be a witness of the soul and to be a part of how the soul, the power of the soul to help and heal and connect.
I'm feeling that there is likely no more powerful opportunity than this kind of training and working with clients when you're able to work directly with the client's soul and guidance folks. Yeah. Is that a fair statement?
It's beyond fair, and also, you know, I can't explain, but I can share how much I've grown to know what love really is. Also, and also what fear is and the power of fear. But what love and compassion, and because the soul is the magnitude of love, and so to see the love, the compassion, the forgiveness, you know, the that the soul has, you know, to help and to heal. And to make that connection, for the client to make that connection, I believe that's why I would love each and every one of my clients to call and say, I'm going to book a soul entrainment, especially over an angel reading, because people are looking for the answers outside of themselves. And when they do a soul entrainment, they have this awakening and this discovery that they really have the answers within them. I may be there as a prompt to help them activate it or awaken it or get to it, but they have the answer. They have the wisdom. They have the love within. They have, and that emerges, that expands when you work on the soul level. So as a practitioner, as a facilitator, you expand in that love that you witness. You get to understand what love really is and how love works and how love heals. I don't think we've ever talked about that, Elsam, in that way on this, but it's the truth.
Right. So I'm feeling a consulting hypnotist on the call thinking to himself or herself, how do you know when someone is connected to their soul and actually receiving guidance from the soul versus, say, their own internal personality or something.
Right. And that becomes a big part of the training, because to discern when the client is connected to their soul or they're connected to their personality. And one big clue is when you ask a question to the soul and they start, I can tell you the client yesterday, a couple times I would ask a question to her soul, like ask your soul, you know, I'm trying to throw out a question, but ask your soul what the root cause of your fear is. I'm just going to make up a question. And her first response before she even makes that connection, she says, I don't know. And my response back, and this is what I teach, I said, I know you don't know, but I want you to ask your soul. And all of a sudden they make this shift by asking, and usually when you just acknowledge that they're up in their head, they're trying to figure it out, and you shift and say, no, I want you to ask your soul. And all of a sudden they're back with the soul asking. So sometimes they're talking, I don't know, I can't figure out, I'm upset. And then you work with different techniques. Sometimes it's clearing techniques when they're connected to their personality. And, you know, to simplify it, when they're connected to the soul, they're connected to love and empowerment and wisdom. When they're connected to their personality and ego, they're in fear, resistance, confusion. So let's say a client, you're with the client and they start to be in that state of confusion or fogginess. You know, I have techniques that I teach to work with, and one of them is, it's a very powerful technique, and I use it a lot. It's called the balloon technique, where I just have them stop and blow all the confusion into the balloons and release it. And blow anything else that comes up behind that confusion that is in that peaceful or connected place. And then once you start releasing that confusion or the parts of the ego and the personality, you clear the way to make that connection again. And usually it's right back to the connection and they can communicate on the soul level. So as the practicing hypnotist, you become an amazing listener. And that has been one of my greatest teachings of doing soul entrainment, is I am very much in the present moment, and I am an awesome listener, and I've gained that gift much better than I had 20 years ago. And so You listen, and you can start to hear and discern, and it comes with practice, too. And then you use the techniques to help them come back to the connection of their soul.
So, of all the opportunities that exist, because clients, they're all over the place, what other types of things that clients can work on during a soul entrainment session?
Well, you know, first let's talk about the most common issues, challenges, obstacles. You know, they can work on anything dealing with relationships. So it could be relationship traumas or relationships that need resolution. Even, you know, there's many different techniques that you can use, you know, even if the person has passed or, you know, they're estranged from the person. So anything dealing with relationships, even if they want to find true love, you know, there's ways of working on the soul level to heal any blocks or resistance, but also making that connection on the soul level to their soul partner and allowing that to take manifestation on the physical plane. You can work connecting and communicating with loved ones who have passed to heal grief, to bring connection, resolution to things that didn't get resolved, to bring peace, that they know they're still there, they can stay connected. And then financial issues, when people have financial issues that they need to break through, fears, phobias, unworthiness. The same thing with, you know, I'm thinking about all the different things that life purpose, clarity about career, which direction, you know, there's a very common technique that you can use with clients, because a lot of people are coming in for direction or how to move forward. So, you know, you can take them to the crossroads to see what the soul can show you, which path is the highest path to take. Some people that are working through divorce, separation, let's see, finances, relationships, health. Oh, you know, I think this is wonderful with cancer patients. I feel like, you know, I've seen some beautiful things and healing, you know, to answer questions why. Some people have had healings through the soul sessions. I worked with somebody that had breast cancer this past year that, you know, her soul told her why she was going through it and how to go through it. And, you know, that health issues is, you know, what is the root cause of something that they've been dealing with for some time. So health, weight loss, I love doing soul sessions for weight loss, to get to the root cause and to break the pattern and to release resistance or whatever's in the way, or if it might be something back in childhood. You know, there's a lot of inner child work that can be done and beautiful resolution healing that can come from inner child work. Past life regression. Now, what I love is if somebody calls for a past life regression, most likely we're going to do a soul session. Reason being is, as many hypnotists that are on the call, and I'm sure you know this, Alsam, you know, that many times somebody's calling for a past life regression, and they still have issues in this lifetime that are probably at the root of why they're asking for a past life regression. So when you meet the client and you connect with the client, if I feel it's in their highest and best to go through the root of a soul entrainment, I know that if the root cause or the resolution to what they're seeking is in a past life, the soul will naturally take them there. And even if they're not even coming in for a past life, and there, I ask them during the session, ask your soul to take you to the root cause of whatever's going on. They can trip naturally into a past life. I don't have to force it. It just naturally comes because the soul knows that's where the origin is. So, you know, the past life integrates with the soul entrainment. And let me just see. Oh my gosh, really, Alsam, you could do anything and everything. Self-love is a beautiful one to work on with soul entrainments. Worthiness, value. Yeah, I could go on and on.
Almost anything, right.
Yeah, anything and everything, really.
Let me ask you then, what does a client, let's go back to the client, what does a client usually feel or experience after their session? And, let's go there first.
Okay. You know, I have to tell you the first thing that most of them say, and again, this has been fascinating for me, I feel lighter. That's a very common, you know, and it's funny, it's not funny, but it's really amazing for me to see that's a common, the client yesterday said, I feel so much lighter. The other thing is clarity. things make sense to them after that maybe didn't make sense before. And also, this is the gift about, you know, the souls, believe it or not, souls, we make it very difficult. The soul's very simple. The soul, it gets right to the point. So all these things that we try and figure out in our head, figure out in our life, the soul simplifies. So they come out of a session, they're like, it's really not that difficult. I just have to focus on, you know, paying attention to myself. Or, I mean, the soul really simplifies that it's not difficult. We just make it difficult. And if you can stay in the simplicity of where your soul guides you coming out of a session, like most people realize, I'm okay. You know, everything's happening for a reason, but now I have more clarity, more direction, and they simplify it to, I need to focus on loving myself, or I need to keep following my heart, or just to listen to myself. I mean, it's just, I feel like clarity, lightness, wisdom, they have answers leaving, and then the integration process is even more important. Like, I'll email or call them probably about a week after, unless I feel like I need to call them or email them a couple days after, because sometimes they're kind of like they've done a lot of work during their session. Some have been crying, you know, some have been releasing, some have gone through, you know, worked on multiple things. So some feel tired or just like, oh my gosh, I could, or they might feel emotional, you know, for a couple days. And when I connect with them after, it's like they, a lot of them connect the dots to things that make sense for them now, or they've simplified how they're moving forward in their life, or they have a focus, they have a clarity. And some, you know, they just say, you know, I just feel a connection to my soul that I haven't felt, and I realize I do have the answers, and I just got to stop and listen.
Let me ask a couple things, actually. Number one, how often do the clients that you see return? That's a part. Second part, do any of the clients, are some of them able to continue their soul connection and obtaining advice from their soul beyond the session, having now realized the value of the importance of the actuality of that possibility?
Okay. So as far as, you know, there's certain clients, and I'm sure other practicing hypnotists feel the same way, other than, there's certain clients where you will suggest, like, you know, they've gotten through a lot in one session, but you know this work is really good for them and there's more to go. I'll recommend that they do 3 sessions, but it's really up to them. The majority of my clients have, again, do a lot during one session, cover multiple things in one session, go to a very deep level in one session. So they really need time to integrate. And I will say to them, you know, let this integrate. I always write the notes or record the sessions. So I say, just sit with your notes, sit with the recording, just be with it. And then you'll know, and your soul will nudge you when it's time to come. So, you know, the majority space, they know when to come back. And then there's other clients where they know this work is extremely powerful, and they consistently come back month after month. They want to, they're on a journey. They're on a spiritual growth journey. And so they initiate that they want to do soul entrainment as part of their healing journey, their spiritual growth journey. So, you know, it really depends on the client and what's going on in their lives and what they're what their intentions are. And then the other question you asked, the second full question, what was the second full question?
Do some of the clients, having now made connection for the first time with their soul.
Oh, okay. Now, how do they stay connected? Well, one of the things that I do, because for me, that is my greatest wish. When I send off a client, one of my greatest wishes for them is that they stay connected with their soul. So each client that I work with receives my Spark the Light CD, which has the same connection. There's two guided meditations. One helps them take the same journey, connect with their soul, embody their soul, listen to their soul, gives them time to ask questions. And then the second meditation is about helping them achieve their dreams through the soul level. So that's how I give them that, to empower them and nudge them to keep that connection strong.
Right. Perfect. I'm going to let everyone that's on the call know. We've got quite a few people on the call now. If you have any questions or you have a comment to make, and if you're one of the students of Karen's that has called in, if you're on the phone itself, you're going to, on the phone, hit star 2. Press star 2. That'll hold your hand up so we'll see you and can bring you onto the call. So if you have a question or a comment, if you're on the computer, you'll see there's a space to type a question in or a comment. Do so and press submit, and we will read it to Karen in a few minutes when we get to that point. Hands are already started going up. That's a good thing. All right, so.
I love questions, too.
Yeah, absolutely. So I want to continue about the session itself, the training you're going to be doing. And that training is scheduled for August, two-day training, August 10th and 11th. And it's really quite an amazing 2 days that people are going to experience. Let's take a few minutes to describe what the participants will be learning and experiencing during those 2 days at the NGH convention.
Okay. So there'll be a combination of lecture. Much of it is experiential. And in the experiential is, one, I will definitely facilitate 2-3 sessions in front of the group, because I feel like the best learning is for them to watch. So I'll take participants from the training, and, you know, it's all volunteer. And then everybody will learn through the sessions I'm doing with those individuals. So that is part of it. Also, there will be a group session, so everybody will experience what the process is like in a group situation. That's usually at the beginning because I want everybody to experience it. And then after, you know, there's teaching in between the practice sessions that I'm showing how. And there's teaching of techniques. They'll learn different techniques to use when different things come up. Then the handouts are great because I have worked in a lot of different questions that they can use to ask the soul. And then they will start doing their own sessions. They'll move first learning the induction, to help the client go into hypnosis and then also access the soul, and then they'll journey into doing sessions with each other. So no matter what, they're going to have an experiential of a session with somebody else that's facilitating to them, but they will also be experiencing what it's like to be the facilitator too. So I teach you know, I think the best way, well, I learned through experiential, and I think the best way to teach is to get them going, get them off and running and doing it after, you know, I teach and I share, because I feel like the experiential is just as much of the learning process.
So what would you say participants have shared from your trainings, these trainings, and how has it supported them in their practice?
Well, hopefully there's two on the call tonight that were gracious enough to take the time to share, and that's Gail and Sarah. I hope they're on the call and they can give you their own personal. But, you know, it's both, they get to see that the soul really does know how to guide the client for their highest and greatest good, and the soul really does know how to help them resolve and heal and break through, and also answer the questions they've been seeking to get answered. So they get to witness the power of working on the soul level, and therefore they're very intrigued to try it. And, you know, I encourage everybody to, you know, do practice sessions when they leave. Continue, do at least 10 before you, you know, start working. Work with people that you've been working with, or, you know, friends, you know, colleagues, you know, practice and get to understand that. And some people will shift, do the same thing that I did. They'll start shifting more of their practice over to doing the soul entrainment. One, because it's, you know, every session is a learning and a growth experience, but, you know, every session is so different. Like, I get excited every time I do a soul session. I've been doing this for 18 years. I'm just so curious what the soul is going to reveal and how it's going to help and support. And so through the experience and the witness, they start to shift and realize they can do many things that they've done as a hypnotist under the umbrella of soul entrainment. And the client can access and become one with that wisdom and that knowing within themselves.
Right. I'm going to remind everybody, in order to come on the call and ask a question, or if you're one of the students and you want to share with us your experience, and you're on the phone, press star 2, and that'll bring you, that'll raise your hand so we can see where you are, and we'll bring you on the call. Once again, I'm asking a question if you're on the computer, and a lot of you are on the computer tonight as well, but go ahead and just, you'll see a space there on the computer where you can type it in, a question or a comment for that matter, press submit, and we'll bring it to the call. Currently, we have two hands up. Before we go there, I'm thinking back to, Karen, thinking back to early in the call when you were talking about, you were sort of like in a not the most positive frame of mind necessarily, but as you were wandering around the park, going all the way back to when you were wandering around the park, you'd be looking at people in the park and, you know, in your mind, you're wondering about their soul.
Right.
Just very briefly, and as you're wondering about their soul, what were you wondering?
You know, I guess I had been reading so much about what the soul was, I guess I was asking the same questions. I wonder why they're here. What brought them here? You know, what did they come here to experience? What did they come here to do? What is their soul like? And, you know, I just, when you were saying that, even starting the question, I was like, my wish came true. I mean, it's just like I asked, and, you know, who would have imagined, you know, 18 years that I would have witnessed, you know, the soul is universal. It's all about love anyways, but it's just what our soul, you know, I believe the soul you know, entered through the first breath to embody this physical body, and, you know, will release through the last breath. So our soul came here to pick this body, pick this, these relationships around us, you know, brought us to different circumstances in our life to have different experiences. And our soul knows. I had a girl yesterday that she said from a very early age, I knew why I was here. I knew, and somewhere along the way it got foggy, but I'm back to that knowing. But I knew since I was 6 years old why, what I was here for. And, you know, you even talk to kids that they remember their past lives. And so to me, to, you know, it's almost, I guess I was saying, what's the truth about everybody? How do I know that, you know, how do I know what's really true?
Well, the beautiful thing about what you do and the beautiful thing about working with a person's soul and the person working with his or her soul is it has built-in trust. I mean, if the soul is giving advice, chances are pretty good you can trust the advice no matter what.
Exactly.
Trust the guidance.
And you, as the facilitator, you feel it, you hear it, and you know when it's the soul. You feel it, you hear it, you just, there's a connection. And, you know, I was just having a flashback, Elsom, and I don't know if you remember this, but I, after the 2-day training last August, I came in to see you in Handen, I think it was the evaluations, and
yes.
I was so overflowing with gratitude that I got to pass this gift of soul entrainment along to all these people that were now going to walk out in the world and either choose to share it or not choose it. It didn't matter. I was passing it along, and I remember going in and seeing you, and you're like, so how, I'm like, I was so grateful and so, I felt so blessed, and I thought, I just want to share this with everyone. How do I do this, Elsom? How do I get this out there? I just, if I can pass it along to one other hypnotist, one other holistic practitioner, and they can pass it along to their clients, that's what I want to do, because I know what this is. I know the power. I know the love. I know the potential of what that is. I just had a flashback of walking in just saying, I wanted to say, Elsom, just tell me, how do I get this out there?
Oh, and that's the beauty of it, Karen, because you light the candle, and then you teach it to consulting hypnotists and holistic practitioners, and they have their candle lit accordingly, and they share it with their clients, and they help their clients.
Yeah.
These candles just keep getting lit and lit.
And every session you do, you help yourself, because you see a mere reflection of yourself. Either you know, when the client, the biggest thing about soul entrainment, it's they go to their magnificence. They get in touch with their gifts, their potential, their light, the love within themselves. So one question I ask all the time, the first question I ask in a soul session, ask your soul, what does it want you to remember about who you are today? Take a guess what the most common answer the soul gives them is. Just take a guess, Elsom.
I'm not going to guess. You're going to
love. Love. That you're a good person. That, you know, you're, I mean, just things we want to embody and know about ourselves. And
right.
So, you know, the client awakens to their magnificence. The practitioner, the facilitator, awakens to their magnificence. The client awakens to their healing, the hypnotist receives their healing. I mean, so it becomes a journey of oneness, and you heal, you grow, you touch the magnificence of the soul within yourself.
Right.
It's inevitable.
So well explained. Jean, we have a few people with their hands up. Let's go there.
Okay. Michael has his hand up first, so I'm going to bring him in. Go ahead.
Hello
Michael.
This is Michael Myers from Palm Desert, California. And thank you for sharing this work. I would like to know if you would discuss a typical session as far as what happens, when, and which is hypnosis and which is soul entrainment.
It's all combined. Every single session is unique, but I would say that almost every session there is releasement of what no longer serves the client. It may be a fear, it may be blocks, it may be worry, it may be, let's see, what else could, doubt, it could be grief, unworthiness, you know, things that have been.
Could we possibly get specific as far as the techniques that you're going to be disseminating and teaching? It would be more soul entrainment, because assuming that we might know the techniques of the hypnosis end of it, then how would I then add those techniques to my hypnosis practice?
Okay, so that's a great question. One is learning how to continue the communication to the soul and to use questioning, that's a big part of always staying connected to the soul. So different than a hypnosis, is you're always going back through questioning, through different avenues or techniques to ask the soul to bring the resolution. And so you're asking the soul to give the client, well, let's say they have this block of fear. Okay, ask your soul to show you, what is that block? It may be in the body. Ask the soul to show you where it is in the body. Ask your soul to show you an image of the block, and then you go back to the soul and ask your soul, how do you release it? So you're learning how to question or work with the soul to resolve, heal, or answer. That is a huge part of what this technique is.
Okay.
That's the difference between the hypnosis and the soul entrainment. But you're using both too.
Right. But again, when you start your soul entrainment, do you induce a hypnotic trance and then you ask the soul to basically give the answers that you're asking for? Okay.
Yes.
And then secondly, just wondering, as far as how you get your clients, have you found that I realize you get your clients from the universal call, but other than that, what about advertising? Are you doing any typical form of advertising?
No, it's for myself. My advertising is doing speaking, going to different expos, centers. I'll be in Kerpalo in January. So through the teaching, I'll do group sessions so people can experience a group session, and then they might book a private session after that.
Okay.
But most of it is word of mouth, and, I've been doing this 18 years, so people know, and also that I work on a very spiritual level with people.
Okay.
And you'll be sharing that during the course, too. Thank you, Michael, for calling. Very much. Let's go on to Sarah.
Okay. I'm going to bring Sarah in now.
So Sarah has taken the the training, Elsom.
And Sarah's going to share with us.
Yeah.
Are you there, Sarah?
Hi there. Can you hear me okay?
Absolutely. So glad to have you on the call.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Karen.
tell us what your experience has been having taken this program and how it's affected your life and your practice.
It's been very wonderful, and basically, like, one of the main reasons I did a session with Karen, and I really just loved how it connected with my inner self. And cause it's kind of like my own journey to connect more with my soul, and then also working with clients, wanting them to connect with their own soul. And I was like, you know, I've been doing all these different, like, you know, readings and coaching, life coaching and that type of thing. And it's just like I wanted something that was deeper and that would really connect clients with their heart, you know, and following their own true purpose. And when I did that session with Karen, I was like, oh, this is it, you know. And so I flew out there and learned the technique, and it was a beautiful, you know, well done course and very organized. And I really enjoyed the practice sessions, like in front of the class. You would, you know, have someone sit up there so you can really, you know, experience it and how she does it. And then you get the, you know, the sessions where you work with partners, and the hands-on is definitely how I learn best. So that was really helpful, and just learning, because I don't really have the hypnotism background or anything, but just more of, you know, I had to go slower in my pace, and just really kind of, it taught me a lot to connect with, like, trust and faith that the session will just unfold as it should. And then, so afterwards, working with clients, it's like I would kind of get a little nervous, you know, I was like, can I do this? Am I going to be able to, you know, do it as well as, like, Karen does, because she's, like, so good. And, but every session, it just, like, you just connect, and it just unfolds beautifully. People connect with their hearts, and you do see the difference, because I've had clients that were, you know, in their heads, and then you have to bring them back into their hearts. And it's just by the end of the session, it's just, it's really wonderful how they're so connected. And I've had people where I've done, like, life coaching with and angel readings, and then when I've done the soul session with them, they're like, they get it, you know. So
right,
it's just been really beautiful.
Wonderful. Thank you for calling in, Gail.
Thank you, Sarah.
And I said Gail because I was thinking of, we're going to bring Gail in now. Jean?
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear
Gail?
Me? Yes?
I can hear you. If this is Gail, I can hear you.
Hi.
Tell us about your experience from the training and what it meant to your life and your practice.
Okay. Well, what drew me to Karen's training is I have a spiritual background. I'm a working medium, and I'm also a working hypnotist. So this was a combination of using two techniques together, which was very, it was very drawing to me. And it works very well from the higher self and the soul. It's not just even connecting to your heart, but you're also connecting to your higher self. If that makes any sense. Some people may think,
absolutely.
Well, what is that woman talking about? But
sure.
it does work that way, because once we step outside of our mind jungle and, you know, allow ourselves to get into a different space, which is that other space that that we can connect to, we can really find the answers from within. And I've used it in conjunction with past life regressions. And I've also used it for grief just recently, as a matter of fact. And it worked quite well for a young lady who I knew who lost her father. And she was really struggling with her grief and crying. And I said, well, why don't you just come to the office, Brittany? Let's do some soul work on you. And I did the soul entrainment on her. And she hugged me when she left, and she called me back three days later, and she says, Gail, thank you so much. She says, I still miss my dad, But, you know, I have these memories that just keep popping up that I can embrace, but the crying has stopped. You stopped me from crying nonstop. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's a blessing in itself, when you know that you're able to tap into something like that and release something that is, really tugging at someone.
Right.
And as Karen says, you draw to you what you're working on too, and people just find you. This is something that I don't feel that you really need to, mass advertise, because it's like it's brought to you. I have a neighbor who just had a heart attack, and guess who I'm going to be working on next with this?
Mm-hmm.
With her broken heart.
Mm-hmm.
So,
nice.
It's one of those tools to put in your, another skill to put in your tool belt to help you help people. And with, everything that's going on in today's world, the state of our lives, the confusion, the chaos, everybody upset, we need to be doing this type of stuff to help people get back to themselves, because the mind is racing. They don't know what to do.
Well, thank you so much. I enjoyed it very much,
and anybody else that is interested in it, I would highly recommend that you do it, because you'll come out feeling just as good as I did.
Perfect. Thanks again.
You're welcome.
Very much. And we have a couple of questions that are kind of intriguing that are from the web. People that are watching and listening on the internet, Jean's going to share those with us, beginning now.
Okay. Bob wants to know, here's my question. Can you help me or anyone else on the call connect with the angelic realm and create a financial miracle in our lives now?
Well, as I teach, you ask, one, give it up to the divine. Sit in prayer. I recommend people to have a God box, a surrender box, and put what you feel is blocking you, and put that in the box, and then ask for the financial abundance, and then give it to the divine. But you got to let go of your attachment, and then it's your job to pay attention and be open to receive. Right in alignment with soul entrainment.
Yes. Absolutely.
And that's a whole nother teleseminar. So go to my website and you can go listen to those teleseminars too.
Good idea. Go ahead and give your website where those can be found.
Okay. So it's www.createheaven.com. And I think if you Google KarenPolino.com, you'll get to it too. But it's createheaven.com.
Okay. Another question waiting to be shared with us.
Yep. Penny wants to know, if the soul knows the future, where does free will come in?
Oh, that's a great question. So free will, we always have free will in the present. So even if the soul reveals, usually the future is what are some steps you can take to move in your highest direction, or it might show you something about your purpose or something that's going to unfold in the future. But we always have free will and free choice. So the soul can show you possibility. It can give you direction. It can show you steps. But we always have free will and free choice to say yes, no, maybe. I mean, it's all up to you what you're going to choose. So you have free will in every moment to make a choice towards what your soul shows you or away from what your soul shows you. I mean, some people, the soul can reveal your magnificence and it can show you the possibility of who you are. But if you stay in the choice to feel unworthy, then you may slow the process down, or you may you know, you may take the winding road versus the more direct road. So it's really up to you what you choose in every moment.
Okay.
Okay.
And Charlie wants to know, how do you structure or allow soul work to resolve a phobia? Does the soul guide client to the ISE?
When somebody has, again, I have complete trust in the soul. So let's say somebody wants to come in and resolve a phobia, you know, what I would most likely do, again, I would always ask direction from the soul, but I would ask the soul to take the client, and there's a process where I count down, to the root cause of the phobia that they're experiencing. And if it's in the client's highest and best, they'll go back to the root cause. It may be past in their lifetime now. It may be in a past life that they go. But I trust the soul that if it's time and they're ready, that the soul will reveal it to them. So I go directly to the soul and ask the soul to reveal and heal the root cause. And then once they're back to the root cause, then you ask the soul, okay, ask the soul, how can you heal this now? How can you bring resolution? How can you bring peace? And then anything you heal in the past ripples into the present and the future, because there's no timeline on the soul level. What you work on that is resolved in the past immediately ripples into the present and the future.
Let me share with everyone that this is an awesome two-day course on August 10th and 11th. We already mentioned that. The tuition for 2 days and contemplate, the investment is only $375. And just sort of imagine what this training can do for your practice and for the assistance it can give to your clients, current and your current client's future, and yourself as well. And by the way, that $375, the investment for these 2 days, there's a $50 discount off of that when you're registered for the convention as well. So that brings it down to $325. So it's just a really important training to consider taking at the convention. Gene, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to come back to Karen in just a minute. I'm going to, Gene, ask you to give everybody the methodology for their coming up with the getting the 2 hours continuing education for being here on the call tonight and for anyone that comes to the replay. Gene?
Okay, those of you that are on the Internet, in the lower right-hand corner, you'll see three links. The first link will take you to get your continuing education hours. Once you fill out the question, answer the questions and hit submit, a thank you note will come up, and on there you will see a link to get the bonus that Karen has offered to give us, which is a 25-minute guided meditation to experience the power of soul entrainment. So you need to do that, and you'll be able to get that bonus. The second link will take you to further information about Karen's two-day course. And the third link will take you to what we call our online community, which will give you current information about the convention. A lot of our presenters have groups there. You can correspond with them. You can have a full listing of all the teleseminars we've done so far and the ones we're going to be doing in the future. For those of you that are on the telephone, you need to go to budurl.com/Polino2015. That's B as in boy, U as in uncle, D as in dog, U as in uncle, R as in Roy, L as in Larry.com/ P as in Peter, A as in Alice, O as in Oscar, L as in Larry, I as in Isaac, N as in Nancy, O as in Oscar, 2015. That will take you to the replay page, and you will find in the lower right-hand corner those same three links. Elson?
Great. Karen, let's wrap with anything else you feel is important to share about soil entrainment.
I'm so grateful for everybody that is on the call, on the web tonight, for just being open to listen about the power of the soul, and just to say this training, soul entrainment, is just as much a gift to yourself to evolve in your own practice, in your own spiritual growth, in the power of the connection of the soul, but also that the potential to help people through the power of wisdom and love, and just to allow the miracles to unfold, that the soul will guide you and your client every step of the way. The soul wants your highest and best and the highest and best of the client. So, you know, I think you've heard through my testimonial, my sharing, that I believe in this work, and I just want to share it with as many as I can to pass it along so everybody can receive and experience. It's unlimited potential in this.
Beautiful.
And thank you, Wilson, too, and Jean.
Well, thank you. And thanks also to all of you who have been on the call, had a good call tonight. And love to have you share this information with your peers and others you think might be interested in it. And do so. The replay will be up in about 15 minutes. From that point forward, it will be available. And send folks over.
Can I just say one more thing? Download the CD because you can experience it for yourself. Like, take
Wonderful.
The gift. Use it.
Perfect. Thanks, everyone. Good night now.
Thank you.